figure it
now,
out.
A hackathon is innovation on the fly.
That's exactly what it is. And Mariana Kotler, she is the New York marketing strategist.
Strategist.
I haven't even had a drink yet.
And now let's listen to her say Chipotle. Chipotle.
Do you want to finish the sentence?
Yes.
Okay. She is a strategist for Chipotle.
Nice.
Ta-da.
Done.
Thank you.
Easy for you.
And
to
she's
say.
Going to be talking about this very cool hacking festival that is actually sponsored by Chipotle, and they're all going to be tackling the problems, like sort of in the restaurant's back offices. So we're going to hear about how they're making that happen up in New York City right now.
And Mary McCauley's here. She's a new wine producer who's making waves with her clam bake Chardonnay. Which we also can't see or taste. This is dry.
It looks delicious.
It's like prohibition. But let's start with Steve. Steve, we have Michael who will tell us all about Tico, but let's start with you and the whole cocktail program there, because I know you've created a bunch of special drinks, particularly focused on tequila.
Just like our brand in Boston, we have over 125 tequilas. We have a nice array of mezcals as well, some aged, some not aged. Like the brand itself, it's really about food and fun and energy. We're doing some different things with the in addition to tequila, but we have a añejo barrel aged beer with us today with a collaboration with Avion and DC Brow, which we won't be tasting.
Right,
but it looks lovely. That's on tap. It goes on the menu today.
So, how did you guys do that?
We have a relationship with Avion from our property in West Hollywood at the Sunset Marquee, and we met the president and we talked about it, and I know Brandon for a long time.
Well, for people who don't know what Avion is, can you explain it a little bit?
Who has not seen Entourage?
I'm just saying. Give it a
Avion
little more
is
detail, please.
Is a great brand from Jalisco. They've Reposado Añejo and Blanco.
Anybody who listens to Howard Stern knows what Avion is already. So
okay.
Avion.
Avion. It was Turtle's brand that he blew up on Entourage. But it's a terrific product. We do well with it out west. We were lucky enough to meet the president out there, and she shipped some Añejo barrels right to DC Brow,
and it's been
in barrel for 3 months.
Shooting it with Brian Friday night at that bar in Rockville. It's smooth as can be. It's delicious.
We were so lucky. What a great collaboration between Avion and DC Brow. We took the citizens, put it in barrel. It's been in barrel since mid March, and literally it's on tap today.
So what does
Steve and I may have tasted just a little bit of it this morning.
Just
before.
A little, just
to make sure it didn't suck. Nobody's tried it yet.
So I'm just curious, what does the barrel that flavor, that tequila flavor, do to the beer?
That's a great question because
we were going to discuss it.
This morning, yeah.
Yes.
So Citizens is a higher one of their higher proof, one of their higher ABV. Beers, and it really rounds it out. You don't taste tequila, but it adds some floral tones. It's really easy drinking. It adds almost like a creaminess to the beer.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little. It adds some body, even though it reduces the heat. You know, you don't taste the alcohol as much. I think it's
not like doing
great.
A shot and a beer in one.
Okay,
for sure.
Right. Well, it's not like the alcohol leaches in, does it?
No.
I think for the next, we have another round going now, but for the next group of barrels that we get, we'd like ones maybe not as retired.
Okay.
We found, you know, on the way from Mexico to D.C., they stopped at a retirement home in Hollywood, Florida, and it ended up...
That's where my Grandma Tanya was. May she rest in pieces.
Something that great early bird special in Hollywood.
Exactly, exactly.
Did you see anyone in a leopard motif leotard with torn leggings? That would have been my grandmother.
God.
Yeah, stop Steve cold. All right, so Michael, let's turn to you a little. What you got, Tico? What is a Tico?
What is a Tico? It
yes.
actually is a thing, or a person. Actually, it's an affectionate term in Costa Rica for a local or a friend, and I just love the word and what it means.
It's like a paisan.
Exactly. Or, you know, in America, we would say, hey, man, how's it going? And in Costa Rica, they'd say, ¿Qué pasa, Tico? You know, so we have one of my business partners who is also our culinary director, Luis Morales, is from Costa Rica. And he's this very quiet, very sort of maniacal tactician. And he would never want a restaurant named after him. And he doesn't want to be in the limelight. So he's our Tico.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, for people
you just called him maniacal on the radio.
Well, he is.
That's really gonna when he comes back and you see that big butcher knife.
Yeah. he's intense.
It was okay, pretty close to being called Luis's, though. No.
No.
Let me ask you, For people who aren't familiar with you or your restaurants, can you give us a little bit of background how you got into this and this kind of cuisine, and give us your 411?
Well, I mean, this is a fairly new concept in that the first one was in 2011, and mm-hmm. my background really was more in Italian cooking and modern French cooking, and if you were to come to my house, quite frankly, you know, 9 times out of 10, you'd get Italian or Greek food. My wife's Greek.
Actually, we're available. I'm just letting you know.
And we serve alcohol at our house.
Okay.
So you can come over anytime. And you don't have to eat in the hallway either. You can eat right at the table.
This is great. I know, you're making me feel like a terrible host.
No. You're a fantastic host. There's beautiful bagels and cream cheese. It's a nice Sunday morning here.
Oh, thank you. Next time we're going to bring locks, at the very least.
So, you know, I'm the first job I ever had was as a dishwasher, and I've done every job in a restaurant. I think it's important that you have a good foundation in any business that you're going to be in, but especially in the restaurant business, you have to know what every single job entails.
Our son Sam is currently working his way up the food chain, literally.
It's important, and don't be in a rush. And so, you know, my dad taught me that stay at a job for a long period of time and learn everything that you can. And I'm proud of the sort of background that I was given, and you know, I didn't come from a family of restaurateurs or chefs. My dad was a lawyer. He's from here in D.C. Mm-hmm. But I always loved doing this. And there was this interaction between the guest and the restaurant that just really sort of called to me. And I don't think of it as work. That's the best attribute I could say about the job, is that it's not work. It's fun, and I enjoy it. We throw a dinner party every night. Who doesn't want to do that?
I know. Well, I don't. I mean, I like to. I like to entertain. But
if somebody else cleans up for you.
Unfortunately, she married somebody that hates people. So.
Right. Well, okay. So then what brought you to, given your background and the kinds of food that you prefer cooking, what brought you to the concept of Tico?
So Tico really was bred out of travel and imagination. And so places that I love to go, I do love to go to Italy, and I go at least